with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on the unseasonably warm weather being seen in a large swath of the U.S.
February's end is bringing wild weather to much of the U.S., with record heat allowing for golf in Wisconsin, outdoor food trucks in Minnesota, and spring-like conditions in Chicago.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezing, you know, ice everywhere.
Therapist Tanya Sepulveda used her laptop to do work from a grassy spot along the Lake Michigan shoreline.
I have my brightness all the way up because of the sun.
But it won't last long. Forecasters say blinding snow in the Northwest is blowing eastward, and places like Chicago should see temperatures swinging dramatically from balmy to bitter cold again. I'm Norman Hall.
The Supreme Court wrestled Monday with a pair of cases that could help define the future of the Internet. States like Texas and Florida have instituted laws they say help conservatives fend off bias by social media companies like Facebook, TikTok, and X. Chief Justice John Roberts says he wonders if social media platforms enjoy the same free speech rights as things like newspapers.
I wonder, since we're talking about the First Amendment, whether our first concern should be with the state regulating what, you know, we have called the modern public square.
Both laws aim to address conservative complaints that the social media companies were left-leaning and censored users based on their viewpoints. The justices seemed wary of a broad ruling, with Justice Amy Coney Barrett warning of landmines she and her colleagues need to avoid in resolving the two cases. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 62 points, the Nasdaq dropped 20, the S&P 500 lower by 19 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month, but observers don't expect others to follow suit. Ukraine is considering a bill that would legalize gay civil unions, but it's tied up in the legislature and is not expected to pass. Russia outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating marriage can only be between one man and one woman. This is SRN News. There's been a cooling off on Wall Street as the markets took a break from their sharp upswing. We hear more about the day from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged back from their record heights on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Monday. The Dow lost 62 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Berkshire Hathaway was one of the heaviest weights on the market, even though Warren Buffett's company reported stronger results for the end of 2023 than analysts had expected. Amazon slipped after officially joining the Dow. Walgreens Boots Alliance, which is leaving the Dow, fell 0.3%. Domino's Pizza jumped to one of the market's biggest gains. That came after reporting stronger profit than expected. The pizza delivery company rose almost 6%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.